Right now backstage we have, in my opinion, one of the greatest in the business. I had a chance to chat with him for just 1 second, and I got to touch you with what he said to me. He said, whatever you do, don't call me a legend because I'm a people just like you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome on the stage, I want one of those wahoos. Everybody stand up. Come on, stand up. Come on, get up, get up. And put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Doc Watson.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I forgot what our set length is. 40 minutes? 45 minutes?
We're getting the technicalities out of the way there. Now, folks, I'm just as informal as I would be if you were over at my house. I don't know how to be any other way and be myself. I used to kid around when I would go on stage and say, folks, you know, I could get up here and start it off with, ladies and gentlemen, we will now present a program of American, traditional American music and a few other things thrown in, but I'm not going to do that. We're going to pick and grin some, and we hope you enjoy it. I met some good friends of mine backstage, Dale McCurry and his boys, and boy, I tell you, they're bluegrass people, ain't they? They are. Well, here's something that predates bluegrass. It's called I'll Rise When the Rooster Crows. Now, you fellas that ain't married, be sure and listen to the last verse in this song. I'll get up in the morning and shine up my shoes, go down to the station and lose my blues. I'm gonna get me a ticket on the southbound train, I'm a-going home again. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. They say when Gabriel blows his horn, man, you can't pull back, Lord, you're gonna go home. So you better get ready for the judgment day, 'cause you can't take money and buy your way. Gonna rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. What about you, Jack? Take my honey right down to the ball. We'll drink good cider all the fall. Where the ducks chew tobacco and the geese drink wine, the old hen cackles while the rooster keeps the time. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south where the sun shines hot, or down where the sugar cane grows. Listen to this, fellas. What would you do if the girls were all dead? I'd sit in the corner with a hung down head. And if I marry at all, it won't be for riches. I'll get me a fat gal that can't wear my britches. I'll rise when the rooster crows, in the morning when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, oh, down where the sugar cane grows.
I left out of those. Turn you up a little on the monitor. Okay.
I want to do a Jimmy Rogers song right here. Do some old timers here in this first half. I said first half. What are we doing? 45 minutes.
Yeah, now
45. Tonight I'll do some of the songs that I've recorded in the later years, but do a few old timers here. This song, I remember when I first heard Jimmy Rogers sing this, I was just a young'un. And when he got down to that part where it says, ho, ho, bo, oh, what in the world is that man trying to do? But I got to listening to it and I decided it was pretty. Hobo Bill's Last Ride. Riding an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. He was just a lonesome hobo who was fighting for his life. The sadness in his eyes revealed the torture of his soul as he raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Hobo, hobo, Billy. No warm lights flickered round him, no blankets there to fold. Nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. Then he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, and the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Oh, oh, hobo, oh, oh, Billy, played pretty song. Outside, the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, while the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. As the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. When they raised the hobo's head, the smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, 'cause he was just a hobo who had died out in the cold.
Flat pick right here.
somebody says, well, won't that Doc and Jack flat pick one? So we will. Right here is one, or well, a little medley. East Tennessee Rag, I think it's called. Me and Bill Monroe used to pick this. And then we'll jump into Beaumont Rag to top it off with Jack. Thank you much. And get my all this here California pollen out of my tonsils there. And now from Charlotte, North Carolina, let's welcome Brother Jack Lawrence to the microphone. He might tell you a story, a lie, or the truth, or something. Ain't no telling what.
Hello. Hello. I think I'll speak the truth today. When I was a kid, I wanted to be Lester Flatt. It was the truth. The truth as I saw it through a 10-year-old boy's eyes. My dad was a TV repairman, so we had this mast with a TV antenna that was almost as tall as one of these trees here. And I was able to get Flatt and Scruggs three times every Saturday because of that. So I'm not sure if it molded my life or warped it. But
thank you.
This is an old Flatt and Scruggs tune called, what is it called? Cora is Gone. One of my favorite old 3/4 time waltz tunes that Flatt and Scruggs did.
Now I've got something to say about this.
Oh, okay.
Jack Lawrence has a new CD, his first, on the market. And it's called It's About Time, and it's on the G-Run label. Jack invented that label, and I bet you, if you heard it, you'll like it as good as I did. And this song right here is on there, and I done my dead level to help him sing it the best I could.
True, and they're right over there. I'll be over there after the set. Anyhow, you might notice that I close my eyes when I sing, and it's not because I'm so deeply into the music. It's like I don't like to watch people suffer. you know, so bear with me here. Cora is gone. The wind through the night is blowing so lonesome, singing to me a song. The whippoorwill calls just a reminder, pretty girls have hearts made of stone. I'll awake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory is gone. That she wears a bought for her finger, purchased her raiment so fine. Gave her my last greenback dollar, and now she's left me behind. I'll awake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory is gone. I'm drifting along like brush on a river, caring not where I roam. Going to live in the deep forest, dark hollow will be my new home. I awake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cory is gone. I don't know why she told me goodbye, but my darling Cory. Thank you. Thanks a lot. We're gonna play a song, a tune now that I made up. Have to be specific about that, it seems. About 9 years ago, we were out in the great green state of Vermont. This woman came to me after our set and said, "You know, you played a tune in the middle of the set. I'm curious, is that a real tune or is it just something you made up?" Yes, folks, she was out there, and I was crestfallen, yes, crestfallen and heavily laden with the burden of deciding whether or not my tune was real. So after a few pregnant, ponderous moments and allowing to her as to how I certainly hoped it was both, I started to ponder the matter a little more deeply and came to the conclusion that there's no reason I should be burdened with a responsibility. It should be up to the listener whether or not the tune's real. So... of course, depending on how that listener may or may not have survived the 60s. I mean, then the spectrum of reality can be rather broad. 60s didn't affect me, though.
Hey, you said that one time.
Anyway, it's up to you whether or not it's real. It's called 10 Miles to Deep Gap, and I made it up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jackson, I'm going to do a good old gospel right here to start this next little segment of the set. There was a Mr. Dorsey years ago, a black fellow wrote this song. It's called Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And that man is up in his 90s. I heard him sing recently on some Christian thing on TV. And he talked about that song. He said he used to sing blues, but he said, when my heart got right, I started singing gospel. This is on an album I did. I'll plug my record. It's been around a while. It's called On Praying Ground, and it's all gospel. And the arrangement on the album, I had three or four fellows helping me, is a little different from this. Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, Lord, to the light. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. When my friends don't understand, and they fail to lend a hand, when my load gets too heavy to bear. As I travel on life's way, I just slip away and pray. And dear Lord, I can always find you there. Play it pretty, son. Take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, Lord, to the light. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. My way is growing drear, and the night is drawing near, when my life is almost gone. At that river I stand, guide my feet, Lord, would you hold my hand, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Carter family tune here. What you talking about over there, son?
I'm just trying to decide how long this set's going to be.
How much of it have we spent?
Well, we got about another
Okay, we're doing fine then. I'm going to do a good old Carter Family song. Fellas, the girl in AP's song, AP Carter's song, was a beauty. But she didn't like a jealous boyfriend, so she wouldn't marry him. That's the whole gist of the song. The song's called That Aggravating Beauty, Lula Wall. She must have been pretty, huh? One evening just at dark, I met her at the park. I knew my time to fall in love had come. When I lifted up my hat, boys, and she began to chat, and she said she'd allow me to see her at her home. Such a star I've never seen, she's as pretty as a queen, just as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live a happy all of my life with that aggravating beauty, Lula Wall. Play me something pretty there, son. One evening it was late when she walked me to the gate, and I asked her if she'd wed me in the fall. But nothing would she say, Lord, she only turned away. Oh, that aggravating beauty, Lula Wall. Such a star I've never seen, she's as pretty as a queen, just as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all of my life with that aggravating beauty, Lula Wall. Oh, if she were only mine, I'd build a mansion fine, and around it I'd build a fence so tall. For I would so jealous be if anyone but me could gaze upon that beauty, Lula Wall. She didn't want no part of that. Such a star I've never seen. She's as pretty as a queen, just as perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all of my life with that aggravating beauty, Lula Wall. Eat your heart out, AP. Jack, I think I'll tell him a fun tale right here. Somebody requested that I tell this. He's heard it before probably two or three times, but there's some people here in this audience hadn't heard this. I ran into an old boy in Boone some time back that I hadn't played music with in, I guess, 30 years. And he said, Doc, I still pick a little. Me and you ought to get together and pick some. Why don't you go home with me and spend the night? And I said, well, my guitar's over there in the car. I guess I could. Let me tell Rosalie where I'm going. We got down there at his house, and he'd built the prettiest log cabin you've ever seen, had it all. I don't know what he did those logs. They felt like it was 100 years old, but, man, when you got on the inside, he had that thing all slicked up with pretty paneling, but it was designed like one of the old-timers. He showed me around the place, and we sat down by the fireplace. It's late fall and pretty chilly, and got to picking, and in a little while, the little lady called us on to supper. And I know all of you in this audience here have some favorite foods that you, when you're really hungry, I mean starved, as my friend Ralph Remser used to say, your food, the couple of things would be your very favorite when you're really hungry. Two of mine would be, along with some other goodies to go with them, some cornbread baked just right the way the old timers used to fix it, good and tender and brown, you know. And a whole big bowl full of either navy or pinto beans cooked with a slab of ham or some pork shoulder. Anyway, that was a couple of the things she had on that table. You talk about a slab laid out, son. I'm telling you, that food was some kind of good. I was ashamed to eat more than a fourth of what I wanted of them good beans and cornbread and that apple pie and stuff. So we went back to the fire and picked a long time. And I guess it's getting close to midnight. He said, "Gosh almighty, Doc, I got to go to work in the morning. I guess we better go to bed." And I said, "Well, I noticed, son, when you showed me around this place here, that there's a big stack of good homemade quilts there in the closet, and ain't but one big old king-size bed back there in the corner. So if you'll hand me about three or four of those quilts, I'll make me a pallet right here in front of this fireplace and sleep like a pig in a bed of leaves." Well, he said, "I can do that if you want me to, but that old big bed's so wide, why don't you just sleep in front of us? We'll never know you're there." I said, "Well, I ain't used to that kind of thing, but I guess I could." We was about ready to go to sleep. We'd lay there and talk a few minutes, about ready to go to sleep, when I heard his little beagle dogs tear every splinter off of that back porch after something that growled up next to his pig lot. It sounded like, well, he jumped out of there and into them boots and britches, and he grabbed that old shotgun. I heard him check it. "Yes, she's loaded. I'll get that black rascal this time before he gets one of my pigs." And he lit out of there, and when him and them dogs went out of here, and that little lady leaned over and whispered to me and said, "Now's your chance if you won't waste no time." Let me tell you all the good truth and the facts of the matter. I got up from there and eat up all them beans and cornbread and hid the bowl before he got back.
Don't you mention dessert.
No, I thought about it. You know, I thought about it.
I'm going to do a little fun song here after that, and then we're going to flat pick you something to end this set.
Have I got time to do that?
Yeah.
This is called Doc's Talking. If you want to find trouble, it'll tell you how to do it. Just get a little woman and then you're into it. With a rolling pin or a frying pan, she might send you to the promised land. If you aggravate her some morning when she feels bad, or if you fail to divide the paycheck evenly. I ain't gonna explain what evenly is neither, because one of these pretty young'uns down front here might hit me with her shoe. Sue. I got in awful late one night. Me and Rosalie had the durndest fight. She pulled my hair and mashed my nose and kicked my shins, and then she stomped my toes. Waited till I got my shoes off and stepped on my poor old ingrown toenails. Now, Rosie, don't you write and tell Rosalie about this. She'll kill me for singing that. I come up from there like that corn in Dad's new ground. Boy, that hurt. I was going down the road in my old Chevrolet when a neighbor's rooster got in the way. And, well, I killed the chicken right on the spot. And I thought, that's the last rooster he's got. Let me go back and see about it. I rode up to the edge of his yard. He is a splitting stove wood, working pretty hard. And I looked the old boy right square in the face and said, "Sir, your rooster I'd like to replace." And he looked at me kind of funny for a minute and then said, "Well, son, start crowing." I don't crow very well. Pick me one, Jack. I'll do it to you, son. More taste. That was all right there, yeah. I was pulling up turnips down on my knees when I stirred up a nest of bumblebees, and it wasn't too long till I began to dance, cause about three dozen got in my pants and I couldn't lose them. They had me doing the shimmy and the shake at the same time. To tell you the truth, that's the day the streak got invented. You know something? Doc Watson's the guilty party. We'll do a little flat picking here to end this set with. Folks, you know, it's a pleasure to play for a big old audience like the great big bunch of you folks out there. And I could whisper to Jack up but to hear, and he could hear me. I appreciate that. That shows you're listening for all the mistakes we make. I had the pleasure of talking to Miss Rose Maddox a minute ago backstage. I enjoyed that. And that's what I said was, now, Rosie, don't you write and tell Rosalie that I sang that about her. She might kill me. She'd just probably laugh about it. Said, she'd say, you shouldn't have done that. People might think it was the truth. St. Anne's Reel and Ragtime Annie. I should have let you announce these.
That's all right.
We'll be back tonight. Thank you.
Let them hear it. Doc, my friend, I don't think they want you to leave yet. What do you think, Grass Valley? Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doc Watson.
We're saving that there modern stuff off that knockabilly. We'll do one or two of them tonight. Let me find my vine and get it back on the tree here so it'll bear a little more fruit there. There we go. Come in there when you switch that on. Here's a good old song that I always think of when I was a little boy and sat on a cousin of mine's lap. We called him Uncle Dud. He wasn't my uncle. He played music years later with Carl Story and the Ramblin' Mountaineers. And first time I heard this song, I must have been five or six, 7 years old, Jack. And they were making molasses at my dad's. He got me up on his lap. And he sang this little verse or two of this little song for me and fed me chestnuts he'd roasted in the hot coals under the hot ashes and under the front of the molasses furnace where they're making. It's going way downtown. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and a soul of mine, ain't no one to go my bail. It was late last night when old Willie came home, heard him a-rapping on the door. He's a-slipping and a-sliding with them new shoes on. Mama said, Willie, don't you rap no more. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and a soul, my ain't no one to go my bail. Pick it, son. I'll get hot there now. I wish I was over at my sweet Sally's house, sitting in that big armchair. One arm around my old guitar and the other one around my dear. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and his soul, my ain't no one to go, my babe. One old shirt is about all I've got, and a dollar is all that I crave. I brought nothing with me into this old world, and I'll take nothing to my grave. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and his soul, my ain't no one to go my bail. Let's pick it together. Downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and his soul, my ain't no one to go my bail. Hey! Merle has some fine picking there. I guess I better do right here the most requested flat pick tune that we do. And it goes like this. I'd like to do one good old spiritual medley right here before we get any further down in the show. I'm going to insert my own little notion right here, bro, and then you can have the programming again. I used to hear a lady that recorded, did some recording under the name Sister Rosetta Thorpe. She did a song called Ain't Nobody's Fault But Mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. You find I and my soul be lost. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. My mama taught me how to read. Yeah, mama, she taught me how to pray. And if I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Yeah, mama taught the right way to me. God help me take time to see. For if I die and my soul be lost, ain't nobody's fault but mine. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. Lord, I'm tired, I'm so weak, and I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to that blessed light. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. When the way groweth drear and the night draweth near, when the day has passed and gone, when at that river I stand, guide my feet, would you hold my hand? Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Thank you. Mitch, I hadn't picked that in a long time, and there was a couple of little phrases in there that was a little bit rusty. they don't want to tackle 3x7, and I believe we're going to do right now, Don't Think Twice, a good old Bob Dylan tune from the... We might do the Tennessee Stud in a few minutes. Go, Merle. 1, 2, 3, 4. There ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, 'cause it don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window, honey, I'll be gone. You're the reason that I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Well, there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, like you never did before. And there ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, 'cause I can't hear you anymore. Still, I wish that there was something that you could do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Traveling down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. And goodbye's just too good a word, gal, so honey, just let me say fare thee well. And I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, as I walk down this old road, I've loved a woman, but a child, I'm told, I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. Talk with Michael in a few minutes. He fooled me for a minute there. Was it Merle? No, it was Michael that done that right there. This man right here on my right, playing the bass and doing some good harmony singing there, comes originally from Medan, North Carolina, but he's an old Nashvilleian now. Mr. T. Michael Coleman, would you make him welcome? And me and Merle's already been introduced, so I'll not say no more. I figured I might better tell you folks, somebody might not have met old Michael. And y'all can figure out which one of us is Doc and Merle. Now let me tell you the tale. along about 1825. I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been running a Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. Sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. One day while I'm riding through a beautiful land, I ran smack into an Indian band. They jumped their nags with a whoop and a yell, and away we went like a bat out of well. They circled their camp for a time or two to show them what a Tennessee horse can do. The redskin boys couldn't get my blood, cause I was riding that Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. So we drifted on down into no man's land, across that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's foal till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud.
Whoa.
The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. I got just as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was a dreaming of a sweetheart too. So we loped right back across Arkansas. I beat up a brother and I slapped a paw. Found that gal with the golden hair. She was a riding that Tennessee mare.
Whoa, boy!
The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. Came to Big Muddy, then we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. I put a little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse coat playing round the door. I love that gal with the golden hair and the Tennessee stud, the Tennessee mare. There's good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and he never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Jimmy Driftwood. I used to work some with a country swing group back in the 50s, and we'd done some of them our sweet songs as well as some of the early rock tunes. Had Michael Coleman here sweetened up the middle of this with a little dab and kind of helped it a little, I thought. The Everly Brothers song called All I Have to Do Is Dream. Thank you. Get that there slide wound up crossways and sideways over there, son. Let's do a little of that arrangement blues. I might take a notion to play a little harmonica on this, and if I can find the strawberry flavored one, let's see if I can. Yep, I believe I found it. It's pretty close there, don't it? No, no. There's the coffin. All right. Arrangement blues. Do it to it, son. Baby, I will split your kindling, honey, I'm gonna build your pie. I'll do anything your little heart desires, mama. Hey, can you tell me who might your manager be? If you ain't got a manager, make arrangements for me.
I know I ain't too handsome, and I don't dress the fine. But when it comes to loving gal, I'll pacify your mind, mama. Hey, can you tell me who might show money to me? Well, if you ain't got a manager, make arrangements for me. All right, arrange it now. Your hair's so doggone curly, and you good looking too. If I can't have your loving, honey, what the devil will I do? Hey, hey, mama, who might your manager be? Well, if you ain't got a manager, make arrangements for me. I wish some sweet little thing like you would get her hooks in me, mama. Hey, can you tell me who my show manager be? If you ain't got a manager, make arrangements for me. Mama, I ain't gon' fail. I got no other women tied to my coattail, mama. And can you tell me who might show manager me? Well, if you ain't got a manager, make arrangements for me. I'm gonna split your cannon, baby. I'm gonna build your fire. I'll do anything as little hard as I, mama. Hey, can you tell me who might your manager be? Woo! Well, if you ain't got a manager, make arrangements for me.
Okay, she do. Yeah, she do. Well, now, mama don't like no guitar played in here. Now, mama don't want no music played in here. I don't care what your mama don't like. I'm going to play this guitar a little anyhow. Don't like get that bluegrass picking in here. Now, mama don't like a harmonica played in here. Mama don't want no blues harp played in here. I don't care what mama don't like. I'll bend some notes on this thing anyhow. Don't like that, that blues harp played in here. Make me a little rhythm, Merle. Now, mama don't like no bass picking in here. Mama don't like no bass played around here. Mama don't care what mama don't like. He's gonna rub that thing a little anyhow. Don't like that bass played in here. Get it, man.
All right, man.
Yeah? I'll do it some more now. Mama don't want the slide plate in here. No, I don't want no slide plate around here.
That mule don't care what the mama don't like, gonna play the slide, son, anyhow. Gonna get that slide played in the air. All right now, buddy. Mama don't want no hot guitar played here. Mama don't want no hot lick played in here. I don't care what your mama don't allow. I'm gonna play a little run or two in here. No, I get my hot lick played in here. Mama don't want no jamming it up in here. Mama don't want no picking together in here. Well, we don't care what mama don't like. We're all gonna pick it at one time. I don't like that jamming it up around here. Everybody pick now. Thank you, folks, and good night. Thank you.
Folks, this next entertainer we're bringing on is without a doubt one of the finest guitar players that America will ever see. When he was talking to Dale tonight, he says, "Don't introduce me as a legend," and I'm not going to do that. There's only two words that can introduce this man, Mr. Doc Watson.
Lightsville National Worm tonight. How about that? Check 1, 2.
The monitors ain't right, Jack. Well, let's see.
Check, check.
You need more? They're too far out there or something. I don't know. Could we, well, let's just move up ahead. Let's move up. This is called Arrangements While You Wait. See if that should help.
Check 1, 2, 2, check.
We're not in the monitors. The vocals are.
Check 1, 2.
Yeah, could you?
Check 1, 1, 2.
Sorry, I'll do it here.
Yeah, I need some more vocal too in the monitors. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, check, check. Check, check, check.
Check, 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 check.
Yeah, you're there, but check, check, check. Yeah, that's a little better. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound from the whistle you love as she rambles on through the night. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. I'm on that train, the king of them all. She's a streamlined cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sounds of the whistle you love as you rambles on through the night. Get it, Jackson. Headlight beams all out in the night. The firebox flash you can't see. I ride the blinds, it's the life that I love. Lord, it's home, sweet home to me. She moved along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound of the whistle you love as she rambles on through the night. I can see a smile on the engineer's face, and although he's old and gray, a contented heart, he waits for his call on that streamlined cannonball. She moves along like a cannonball, like a star in its heavenly flight. The lonesome sound of the whistle you love as she rambles on through the night. Rambles on through the night. Rambles on through the night. A fella came up to me this afternoon and said his daughter liked a song called Give Me Back My 15 Cents. And she kind of shyly spoke to me. You never know what kind of a song children are like. This is a fun song for grown-ups, too. Wasn't funny to the old boy this happened to, though. He left home and met a pretty girl and married her and got two for the price of one. Tennessee, thought I'd learn to travel, and then I met with a pretty little girl, and soon we played the devil. I loved that girl and she loved me, and I thought we'd live together, and then we tied that fatal knot, and now I'm gone forever. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money, give me back my 15 cents, and I'll go home to Mammy Pickett's. Gonna eat it all. 'Twas 15 cents to the preacher man and a dollar for the paper. Then dear old mother-in-law moved in, and Lordy, what a caper. I fiddled a tune for her one day, and she called me a joker. Then that old sow got mad at me and hit me with the poker. Give me back my 15 cents, give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents. And I'll go home to Mammy. Thank you. I worked in town and I worked on the farm, but there's no way to suit them. They're both of that burn mean to me. Somebody ought to shoot them. I'm tired of looking at my mother-in-law. I'd like to see my granny. Gonna leave the state of old Arkansas and go back home to Mammy. Give me back my 15 cents and give me back my money. Give me back my 15 cents and I'll go home to Mammy. Somebody requested, we'll do two blues, low-down blues on this set. Jack, maybe three, but I may run overtime on this set, buddy. Can you stand it? Can you? I want to do a Jimmy Rogers song right here. Jack, it's one you know. It's called Never No More Blues. I used to like to hear old Jim on those old records, the old 78 records. I'm just as blue as I can be since Suzette said goodbye to me. My life is a failure, I see. She won't be my gal no more, no more, no more, no more. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Not a hate to say farewell to my mammy and my sister Nell. They sure gonna cry when I tell. Yeah, I ain't coming home no more, no more. Play it, son. Pack my things all in the grip. Gonna take me a long ocean trip. Out on a great big steamship. Lord, Lord, she'll never see her daddy no more. No more, no more, no more. Whether I'm right or wrong, I'm gonna be gone before long. And I'll hush this crazy song, and I never will sing it no more, no more, no more, no more. Well, I guess I'll be sorry someday if I leave here and go away. But you need not ask me to stay, 'cause I won't change my mind no more, no more, no more, no more. Jack, we've had a fun song and a
a moving train song and a blues. Let's scare the blues away. This is for the flat pickers. Thank you very much. And now let's welcome Brother Jack Lawrence from Charlotte, North Carolina, to the microphone.
Howdy, folks. Breakdancing? What? Somebody said something about breakdancing.
He heard about that before. He must have been at some other show where I talked about it, Jackson. Well, he did some breakdancing one night up in Buffalo, New York. I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
It was a long time ago. I was a much younger man then. Let's see, Doc. Why don't we do... No, that's not it. That's not it either. I'll tell you what, let's do... We're going to do a train song. How about that?
All right.
Grandpa Jones. I dig Grandpa Jones. I think he's one of the coolest people ever. You know, he's been around for a lot of years, and he's been wearing the same pair of boots every night, every stage show for the last 55 years.
Brandon Kincaid gave him those boots, didn't he?
That's true. That is the truth. Bit of country music trivia there that nobody really cares about, huh?
Somebody might, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Anyway, this is a Grandpa Jones train song. I think we could become as one if we all held hands and let our mantra be Grandpa Jones. But anyway, this is called Eastbound Freight Train. Well, I've never been so lonesome from my hometown. Seems I never was so far away. Now I can hear that freight train blowing. I'll be gone before the break of day. I'll have to quit my daily rambling. So tonight I'm gonna start my journey back. Sitting on the top of an old Scott's car, sailing down that silvery stream of track. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end. Stray far from my hometown, I'll never leave again to roam. I know that I was born to wander, but I'm gonna stick around my home. I can see the smoke rolling out of that old smokestack, sitting on the top of an old boxcar, sailing down that silvery stream of track. Eastbound freight train, eastbound freight train, take me home again. Eastbound freight train, let me stay till the end.
Now get hot, son.
I mentioned the first set that I wanted to be Lester Flatt when I was a kid. Well, you know, after a couple of years of that, my dad brought home this Jim and Jesse McReynolds album, and I was in a real quandary. I didn't know if I wanted to play mandolin like Jesse or sing like a girl like Jim. Well, when I was a kid, you know, I thought the tenor voice kind of sounded girly, but that was before I was enlightened a few years later. Anyway, I could never get the hair right to do that, so I just settled for trying to cop their licks from records. This is also on my new CD that's over here. It's called Stony Creek. If I keep it at a moderate pace there. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
part of. Let your hair hang low. Alberta, let your hair hang low. I'll give you more gold than your apron can hold. If you're lonely, let your hair hang low. I saw her first on an April morn. She walked through the mist in a field of hay, and her hair lit the world with its golden glow, and the smile on her face burned my heart away. Alberta, let your hair hang low. Alberta, let your hair hang low. I'll give you than your apron can hold. If you're lonely, let your hair hang low. I thought my golden time would last, but the field of hay was soon cut down. In a short few weeks, it all was past, and my golden girl was just a painful song. Alberta, what's on your mind? Alberta, what's on your mind? My heart is so sad, 'cause you treat me so bad. Alberta, what's on your mind? Alberta, let your hair hang low.
That's a good one.
Train of love's a coming, the big black wheels are humming. People are waiting at the station, happy hearts are drumming. Train man, tell me maybe, ain't you got my baby? Ever so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody, baby, but mine's coming home. You can stop your whistle blowing, all I got ways of knowing. You keep bringing everybody's lovers while my own keeps going. Oh, train of love's deceiving, when she's not gone, she's leaving. Every so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody's baby, but mine's coming home. Pick now. Thank you. Old train of love's a-leaving, leaving my heart grieving. Early or late, I'll sit and wait, because I'm still believing we'll walk away together, though I may wait forever. Ever so often, everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody's baby but mine's coming home. Pick it up. So often everybody's baby gets the urge to roam. Everybody's baby but mine's coming home.
I guess we'll have to play that one. Let's get that in about up there on the number two, yeah. The Delmores put together a lot of train songs. Must have hoboed a little. Alton, maybe both of them, I know Alton must have. I believe it says he did in his biography. Something about that. Anyway, you'd have to be able to know what it was like to be a hobo. There's a couple. There's this Blue Railroad train, and then there's one called Blow Your Whistle Freight Train that they did. I ain't rehearsed up on that, and I ain't picked it in a long time, but I will play Blue Railroad Train. Now, Donald, behave yourself tonight. Makes me feel so doggone blue to listen to that old smokestack. Lord, I've got the blues, longing for her company. It's many miles from where I am to the only girl for me. Taking the sun, you're leaving the rain, and making me want to go. Lord, it's so lonesome here, waiting for the manifest. I hope that engineer is kind enough to let me be his guest. Take it, son. Blue Railroad Train, you've been a pal to me. You take me everywhere I want to go. Lord, I get my transportation free. And Lord, I'm not so bad as some people think I am. Though I rambled here, I traveled there, hoboed all these states dance around. Blue railroad train going down the railroad track. Doggone blue to listen to that old smoke stack.
Now that is a train song too, Jack. Yes, boy. You reckon we could play Alabama Jubilee?
Boy, it's been forever. I might be able to remember how it goes.
I won't get it too fast. Maybe we can find it. Let's play that. I'm yeah. Play some songs we ain't played in a while. Sets are going pretty good tonight. One of those kind of things when you just they just pop out of your head. Hey, so let's play this and that one. Jason thought that last night. You boys fiddling awful good a while ago. I heard that. Deacon Jones when he rattles his bones. See old Parson Brown going round like a clown. Hear old Aunt Jemima past 83 shouting out, "Fool of pep, watch your step." One-legged Joe spinning round on his soul. And then you hear him holler out a do-si-do. And it's hail, hail, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Another train song. I'm in a train song. Are y'all tired of train songs tonight? All right. We know another real good train song we're going to do in a minute, but I'm going to do a sweet song here. I remember when this one came out, I was picking with Jack Williams, and he called his group the Rail Riders at the time, Jack. And when this came out, I... To me, the girl I married was the girl image in this song. You are my special angel sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and sent me an angel to love. You are my special angel, right from paradise. I know that you're an angel, 'cause heaven is in your eyes. The smile on your lips brings the summer sunshine. Tears in your eyes bring the rain. Your warm embrace and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel, and through eternity I'll have my special angel near to watch over me. Smile on your lips brings the summer sunshine. Tears in your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again. You are my special angel, and through eternity I'll have my special angel near to watch over me, near to watch over me. That song was written by a fella named Johnny Duncan, and the big hit was Bobby Helms, I think, in the 50s. I was a whole lot younger then, Jack. I was younger than you are. I couldn't pick good then. I didn't know how. We got time for how many more? Am I going to have time to tell them a lie or two? Let me fix the wire. Good. Cut the wire, sir. Just push the button. Got it. Greenville Trussell was written by an old boy who lives over near Raleigh, and it's for train buffs. This is a real train song. Gonna rain on us, yes, it's raining on us. I remember as a boy how in wonderment and joy I'd watch the trains as they'd go by, and the whistle's lonesome sound you could hear for miles around as they rolled across that Greenville Trussell High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for a railroad man, and the Greenville Trussell now don't seem so high. On the river bank I'd stand with my cane pole in my hand, and I'd watch the freight trains up against the sky, and that old black smoke trailing back as they moved along the track that runs across that Greenville Trussell High. But the whistles don't sound like they used to.
lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land, be no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville trestles now don't seem so high. When the lonesome whistle whined, I get rambling on my mind. Lord, I wish they still sounded that way. As I turned to head for home, oh, she'd rumble low and long toward the sunset at the close of day. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville trestles now don't seem so high. No, the Greenville trestles now don't seem so high. This
elderly couple decided to go in and see the new family doctor. The old boy that had been with them so long had retired. And this young fella came in. He was a very knowing doctor and a humanitarian, one of those good old boys, Jack, like Dr. John Whitlock up there. Mm-hmm. Boom. And this couple went in for the yearly physical, and the old boy went in first. He was about 86 or 88, something, you know. And the good doctor checked him out, and the young fellow said, "Well, mister," he said, "you're the healthiest specimen for a man 88 years old I have ever examined in my life. I can't believe this. You're like a man 40 years old." "Yeah, doc," he says, "you know, the Lord's been awful good to me all of my life, and I had good health. They had to make me retire. Had a good woman to live with. I've been a lucky man." "Well, I believe it." And he says, "You know, I'm especially lucky here lately because the Lord's unusually good to me. When I get up of a night, sometimes to go to the bathroom, half asleep, he turns the light on for me when I go to the bathroom." "Oh," he says, "now I don't believe it." "Yes, it's a fact," he says, "he does." "Okay," he says, "I'll take your word for it." Well, the old fellow's wife came in for her physical, and he checked her out. She was as healthy as her husband. And she and the doctor were talking about how healthy her husband was, and she was telling the doctor what a good man he'd been and provided well for and all that. "Yeah," the doc says, "you know, the Lord was awful good to your husband. He was telling me that sometimes when he gets up of the night, when he's feeling sleepy and bad, the Lord turns on the light for him when he goes to the bathroom." And she looked kind of puzzled for a minute and said, "Well, that old rascal, when I get him home, I'll kill him. He's been a peeing in the refrigerator." Shame on you, Doc Watts. One more. This old boy gets up one morning, goes down to breakfast, and he notices his ear keeps bothering him. If you know, you've probably had some infection in your ear sometime or another. One is a little drainage, and he said, "Well, I better get me a napkin. This is getting pretty bad." And I'm going in to see the doctor after breakfast. And he went in, and the doctor looked in his ear and looked kind of puzzled. And he took another good look with that little thing they stick in your ear, you know. And he said, "Well, friend, I'll tell you something. This is very unusual. You have put a suppository in your ear." The old boy looked kind of funny for a minute, and he said, "Doc, can I use your telephone?" "Yeah." He said, "Go right ahead." And he called his wife, and he said, "Honey, I know where my hearing aid is now." I'm not supposed to laugh at these things. what we'll do right now.
Oh, okay.
And we'll flat pick something if we need to. Coming out of lane, give him back his walking cane. Lord alone, he's got them Browns very blues. Throwed it away, went to town, see that woman and now he's down. Lord, Lord, he's got them Browns very blues. But he wishes he could. Lord, Lord, he's got them Browns very blue. Good old daddy can't do his stuff. He was a good papa, but he's been too rough. Lord, Lord, he's got them Browns very blue. Pick a jack. Good God Almighty. Each one wishing that the other was a man. Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blues. Them poor old girls done lost their style. If you're gonna get ahead, girls, you gotta smile. Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blues. Early to bed, early to rise, your gal goes out with other guys. Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blues. If you don't believe it, try it yourself. I tried it, fellas, and I got left. Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blues. Walked up to my girl's old man and asked him for my true love's hand. Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blue. He said, you little old little galoot, instead of her hand, I got his foot. Lord, Lord, I got them Browns very blue. Take it home, son. Thank you. Good night.
Tell him, folks. Mr. Doc Watson. Doc, I don't think they want you to leave. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doc Watson.
You know, I really appreciate the opportunity to play for people that enjoy it. Before, this ain't quite as funny as that last one, but I'm gonna tell you one more little hearing aid joke, and then we'll play you the Florida Blues. This little boy was too poor to buy him a hearing aid. They're pretty expensive, you know, and he got him a pretty little button that looked exactly like one of those little hearing aids, flesh-colored things that goes in your ear, you know, and put a nice colored little cord string, kind of like looked like the flesh on his skin on his neck, you know, down in his collar. And one of his buddies walked up to him and said, "Hey, Joe, see, you got your hearing aid." He said, No, I ain't. That's a button. When people see it, they talk louder. No, Dell, I haven't lost it, son, but I'm getting close. Thank you, everybody. He has many times already. Let's see if we're in tune. Close enough. Play one together, so.
The one and only Mr. Doc Watson. Let's have a nice hand for him, folks. Send him off with a big Grass Valley style. Yeah. I'm sorry, folks, he's done for this evening. We sure appreciate your applause. It's been a wonderful thing having Mr. Watson here this evening. We've looked forward to having him here for many years, and I'm sure that he'll be back before long because of the welcome you folks have given him. This concludes the evening's performance.